I want to preach where the Bible said, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Hey, you know what he said? He said, keep your joy when you fall. It's not a matter of when you fall or if you fall. It's going to be a matter of when we fall. Now, these divers temptations is simply the testing of our faith, of the valleys that some would preach on, the storms that we go through, the hard times. That's the divers temptations that's found in our text before us. But you know what he's saying, Pastor Massengill? He's saying when you fall into the valley, when you fall into the storm, when you fall into the hard time, he's saying keep your joy, count it all joy. Don't lose your shout. Don't lose your worship. Don't lose your praise. Don't get backslid on God. And shut up, keep shouting, keep worshiping when you fall. I want to try to preach on this simple subject just for a minute on how to keep your shout when the bottom falls out. Neighbor, I'm going to tell you right now, we need to be a shout when the bottom falls out. That's what's so peculiar about God's people. It seems like the worse it gets sometimes, the louder we can shout, and the better and the greater joy that we can have. Hey, when the bills ain't getting paid, shout. When you go to the funeral home, shout. That's what the Bible says. When you fall into divers temptations, to count it all joy. I know that's easier said than done, my beloved, but the Bible commands us to count it all joy. I believe verse number 2 sets the stage for the entirety of James chapter number 1. And if you'll keep this, these 12 tribes that were scattered abroad that were persecuted, and take note that these were some of the people that were saved on the day of Pentecost. Brother Justin, they've been diverse, they've been divided, they've been persecuted, they've been separated, and James is writing to them. Hey, in these hard times, you better get you a shout. You better keep you some joy. You better get some happiness about you. Hey, keep our shout when the bottom falls out. Amen. Four things and I'll be done. Number one, if you're going to keep your shout when these things go wrong, number one, don't let the fall be the end of you. There's a lot of folk, when they fall, that's the end of them. That's it, man. When they get the bad news that daddy died or mama died or papa died, you don't ever see them ever again. I got a family on my mind right now. We used to pray with them. We used to shout with them. When me and Matthew first got saved, this fella told us you ought to read your New Testament at least once a month. We took his advice and done our best we could. Hey, man, boy, and we loved him. He'd take us to meet and he'd shout, he'd worship God. You know why he was right with God at the time? It's because his wife came down with cancer. Oh, and it was bad. And it took the whole family and shook them up and woke them up for a little while. But after mama died and she was buried, they begin to miss on Wednesday night. They begin to miss on Sunday night. And the next thing you know, they wasn't in church at all. They ain't even serving God tonight. They're out. Why? Because the only reason they served God was a bad time that came. I want to serve God during the good times. I want to serve him during the bad times. And in the falls come, I want to stay with God. I don't want to be missing in action. I don't want the preacher saying, hey, where's old brother John? He's gone through a bad time. Every one of us have been through enough that humanistically speaking, we could probably quit on God and justify it. I said humanistically speaking, but not biblically speaking, not spiritually speaking. I was thinking about Luke chapter number 22 tonight. And you know what Jesus was telling those gentlemen? He said, ye are they which continued with me in my temptation. Then he gave those great verses, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired. He said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. You know what Jesus was telling him? He said, you stayed with me in my hard times. You stayed with me and my temptation, and I'm going to stay with you in yours. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, boy, no matter what we're going through, the blessed thought that God is with us every step of the way ought to inspire us to carry on, to be faithful to God, to keep on praying, to keep on preaching, and to keep on going to church, and to walk with God. Amen. Most people quit when they fall. It's not a matter of if or if, it's a matter of when. How are we going to overcome the fall? First of all, we're going to have the right state of mind. Hey, he said, count it all joy. Count it, count it. We're going to have the right state of mind. That word count's got several definitions to it, but it just means to be the leader of. You're going to have to be the one in charge of what goes on in your mind. The Apostle Paul said, I think myself happy. You know, you can think yourself into a depression. You can think yourself mad. You can think yourself bitter. You can think yourself angry. What if I get to thinking about some of the church trouble that I've had to go through in the last few years, Brother Massengale? I get so mad about it, I can't pray, can't hardly read my Bible. Oh, but if I get going down the road and they got the right song on the radio and I get to thinking about heaven and the grace of God and the blood of Jesus, I can think myself happy like the Apostle Paul. We're going to have the right state of mind. I'm going to tell you what, a lot of people got problems with their mind. They're having what I like to call mental mirages. You've seen them on the old cartoons, how the Bugs Bunny would be walking through a good desert somewhere and he'd have a mirage. He'd be thirsty. Boy, he'd see a pool of water and a restaurant and lemonade, and the waitresses, they'd take off running and have their head jump into a pond, have their head stuck up in the pond, or a place of dirt and sand. And that's what it is. It's a mirage. It's something that's not there. Oh, you get out here and get backslid on God and not walking with God, you get to having these mental mirages. You get to thinking, that preacher don't love me no more. That church don't love me no more. Them people hates my guts. And you'll be thinking things that ain't so. Hey, the sins of the mind, it ain't always lust that gets the best of us. Hey, boy, you get in a fight in your mind. I ain't never lost a fight up here. I mean, you can cuss me, beat me all you want to, get a baseball bat and whip me, but you will never whip me in my mind. Every fight I've ever got in my mind, I have won it and won it good. Came out without a scratch. And don't look at me like that. You've slapped people in your mind. You've cussed people in your mind. Hey, we better keep the right state of mind when the bottom falls out, or we will be in trouble. Gotta have the right state of mind. Let's hasten along through here. Then number whatever I'm on, you got to learn to draw on the strength that is found in joy. The Bible said, Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's why many a church and many a people are weak tonight. They don't have no joy. Hey, man, they've lost their joy. They've sinned it away. The psalmist David said in Psalms 51, he said, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. There ain't going to be no joy when you're carrying weights around. You got no business carrying around. Ain't going to be no joy when you got sin in your life that's unconfessed. You got something in your life tonight that needs to be dealt with. Deal with it and draw on the strength of joy. You keep the joy bells are ringing in your heart. You can make it through the hard times. Joy! I get so sick of being around these pessimists. These people that all the time, every time a door opens, every time a phone rings, a four horsemen have done come on the earth. That white horseman's got his bow without no arrows, and the Antichrist is already sitting in the temple, and the beast is already tattooing everybody's foreheads, and hell's coming, and death is a moving, and can't get no worse. It's always bad. I decided a long time ago I want to look on the sunny side of things. Hey, I'm reminded of those men over there, Mark 4. They got one of the biggest storms of their lives, and Jesus stepped out on the bow of that boat and said, peace be still. And there for a moment they forgot that they was going to the other side. And friend, Lord, if we'd just be reminded that we're going to another side, it won't be as long as it has been. We're going to go to heaven. Hey, God has reminded me in the last month that I'm really going to get to go. This ain't a dream. This ain't a fairy tale. This ain't a figment of our imagination. We're heaven bound. Thank God with a hammer down. It's real. Yes, it's real. Don't you get your eyes off the other side. It's a sweet shore of sunny deliverance one day. It ain't always going to be heartache. We ain't always going to be in this lowland of sorrow. It ain't always going to be bad news. It ain't always going to be heartache. It ain't always going to be funerals. It ain't always going to be trouble. Hallelujah to God. And one day it's going to be over. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank God. Don't get your eyes off the other side. I appreciate how the Holy Ghost works in my life. He reminded me. I can take you to the place. I can show you the time about a month ago, riding down Highway 25, right there by the lake near Matthew's house. And the Holy Ghost said, don't forget, you're going. I've got a place for you. Everything's going to be all right. Hey, God, don't let the fall. Get your eyes off of heaven. Yes, yes, yes. That God reminds me of that old woman. She came from England. She was on the boat. So they got up there in New York Harbor, Brother Wells, and the woman got out there. She was on up in years. She was on the bow of that boat, and an old storm came, and the waves was crashing against the boat. The captain seen her out there and said one of his mates, go tell her to get in her cabin. That fellow went out there and said, ma'am, get in your cabin. She said, I ain't a-doing it. I ain't a-going nowhere. And boy, the captain went out there herself this time and said, ma'am, you're going to get killed and fall off a boat. She looked at that captain and pointed over to New York City and said, sir, I've got a daughter over there in New York City, and I got one in heaven, and it don't matter to me which one I see tonight. I'm planning on seeing one. Amen. You don't tell me it ain't real, neighbor. Thank God it's real. Hallelujah to God. I can't get it off my mind. Don't want to. We're going to get to go. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, I got a mother-in-law over there. I've got a pap all over there. I've got a mam all over there. My wife's got a pap all over there. It seems like I'm getting more over there than I got over here. Thank God, and it won't be long. I'm going to get to see them again. I get to see the one they all sang about tonight, the one that died on the cross, the one that got up on the third day. I'll see him face to face. I'll see him. Glory to God. Forward to God. Forward to God. Forward to God. It's real. I know this ain't got nothing to do with my tax, but it's still good. Great God. Yes. You're going to overcome the fall. Just remember where you're going. Thank God, that's right. Hey, they told me, my old papa, me and my brother, we got to be there when he passed away. Went on to be with the Lord. Had a terrible testimony all his life. Got saved when he was 8 years old. Sang in a quartet, testified, taught Sunday school. Got out of God's will, got to drinking and running around, living like a devil. Last year, if I'd have preached his funeral 10 years ago, I'd have told everybody he's in hell. But he got right with God about 10 years ago. He got a tender heart, wanted to see other people saved. He got to going to church again, living for God. He didn't make no public testimony. I got right with God. The proof was just in the pudding. Oh man, they called, and I was down on the job one day and got the Holy Ghost. Said, you better go see your papa. I got up there about 10 o'clock, and about an hour and a half later he died. Brother Justin, you met him. Oh, he's a real tender hearted man. I walked in there, and boy, I told him, papa, I love you. You've been a good papa. He squeezed my hand that morning. He was trying to tell my mom and my aunt that he kept saying, he couldn't get it out. Mama said, you trying to tell us you love us, Daddy? He squeezed her hand and tears rolled out his eyes. I walked in there and I said, Papa, you've been a good friend. I love you with all my heart. I said, thanks for being there for me. Lord, and we got to sitting in that room that day. Hallelujah to God. My mama said, I don't know what in the world he's waiting on. I did. I said, Mama, he's probably waiting on Matthew to get here. Matthew walked in that room and grabbed old Papa by the hand. We're sitting there talking. We watched him take his last breath. And I said, glory to God. Hallelujah to God. It ain't over with. I was praying. And I said, God, give me grace to say goodbye. And God smote my heart and said, don't you dare say goodbye. It ain't goodbye, it's goodnight. One of these days the sun's coming up in the morning. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And we'll get it. Whoa! Great God. Son, I buried some of my friends. I buried some of my friends in my day. Oh, Lord, my soul in the morning, great God. I don't know if y'all like him. If you don't tell me I liked him. He's a good friend of mine. We wasn't best friends, but old brother Ralph Sexton Sr., what a sweetheart of a Christian. Had the honey of God dripping all over him. He was war horse for God, preached them old tent meetings, seen hundreds and thousands of people saved by the grace of God. It come old brother Ralph Sr.'s time to come on down to the end. They said they're sitting in the living room and said he was in a little lazy boy chair. All of a sudden, a little green pillow come flying across the room. They said, Ralph Sr. raised up and said, I'm coming. They They went and put him in the bed. His daughter put him in the bed and he said, pull me up. She pulled him up. He said, pull me up high. She pulled him up again. After about the fifth time, she figured out he wasn't talking to her. Amen to God. And it wasn't long. He closed his eyes and all the pain was gone. All the problem was gone. All the heartache was gone. Hey, it ain't always easy being in the will of God. It ain't always easy doing what God said to do. Oh, but happy day, happy day. It ain't going to always be bad. I can't get it off my mind tonight. I don't want to quit preaching on it. We are going to heaven and we are to draw the tree up. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. Praise God. Amen to God. Well, praise the Lord. God's been good to us, hasn't he? Saved by the grace of God. Really get to make the trip. Really get to go. Old bootlegger got saved where I come from. He's saved back in the 40s and the 50s. Old bootlegger didn't know no better. He went to church. He'd go to different churches every service and got up and testified in every one of them. He got one of them old high-fluting churches. Brother Justin stood up and said, hey, y'all, I just got saved recently. He said, they've been coming to my house and having Bible studies. He said, all I know there was a hell. He said, I didn't know there's a place called heaven. And that boy didn't know there's a heaven. And boy, he said, they told me there's a street of gold and gates of pearl and walls of jasper. About that time, one of the old high-fluting deacons come over there and pulled on his coat and said, sir, you need to sit down. You're just dreaming. That deacon the morning got them words out of his mouth, and a little old blonde-headed girl grabbed that deacon by the coattail and said, mister, that's my daddy. Is he really dreaming? He said, yes, he is. He needs to sit down. She said, if that's my daddy and he's really dreaming, don't wake him up, whatever you do. Before my daddy started dreaming, he beat my mama. He'd go to jail. We didn't have no food. Ever since my mama and my daddy started dreaming, he loves on my mama. He brings us to church. He reads us a Bible. That old fella didn't even know there's a place called. I didn't know what I was getting into when I got saved. But I'm glad I got in the family of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's see if we can move on. Got to have right state of mind. Got to be strengthened by joy. Got to look on to the other side. And number four, you got to submit to a woman. I said, you got to submit to a woman. Now, the manhood just popped up in every man in this building. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't submit to no woman. Yeah, I don't submit to my wife. And I respect my mother, but I'm a grown man now. And my wife don't come in her hands on her knees to tell me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. I don't say, honey, can I go fishing? Can I go coon hunting? I don't do that. I try to be respectful. Say, mama, you got anything planned? If you don't, I'm going hunting. You need any help? I'm going. Hey, but that old woman, one time I was preaching along these lines, you'd know if I was to call her name. I said, hey, ma'am. I said, the husband's the head of the house. She spit off at me and said, well, if the husband's ahead, then the woman's the neck, it turns ahead. I said, what about that? I thought about that, and God gave me the privilege to preach to her again a year later. So I was loaded for bear. So you know what I did? I got up and I preached, and I said, ma'am, I want you to turn your head to the right. She did. I said, turn it to the left. She did. I said, the neck wouldn't have moved if the head wouldn't have told it to. So the head's the one in charge. Amen. But the woman that I'm preaching to tonight, or about tonight, is this lady by the name of Patience. He said, but let Patience have her perfect work. Hey, why did God use the female gender in this text? I'm going to tell you why. It's like my kids. When they get hurt, they don't come to me unless they have to. They go to their mama. I can pour the peroxide on and they'll scream bloody murder, but my wife can pour it on and they'll love it for her. I don't understand all that, Brother Massengale, but a woman's got a touch on her children that a man don't know nothing about. She's got that motherly way, that motherly love, that motherly tenderness. She's the one that carried that baby in the womb for 9 months. She's the one that went through the jaws of death to bring that baby in the world, and she's got a love for it nobody else will have, and she ought to anyways. Oh, but this lady called Patience, we're to submit to her. She wants to do 3 things in our lives. Number one, she wants to let Patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and tired, wanting nothing. She wants to perfect us. She wants to mature us. She wants us to get content. How to keep your shout when the bottom falls. I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Massengale. I got a whole list of other things to preach. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I was done on the other side. I done preached about 3 minutes out of the will of God. Y'all forgive me? We're going to the other side. If I could back up and get y'all to shout again, I would. Amen. Don't let the fall be the end of you. Don't let the flesh get the best of you. Don't forget the Father's got good gifts for you. And don't forget what kind of man you are. He said, looking into that perfect law of liberty, being a forgetful, forgetting what manner of man he was. Y'all got my little outline? Don't let the flesh get the best of you. Don't forget the Father's got good gifts for us. And don't forget what we was past tense. I'm done preaching. God bless you.